I thank the Lord for the opportunity to come to share God's word with you again today.
感谢神今天让我有第二再有一个机会能到能跟各位分享神的话语。
I apologize for the strange preaching attire.
我
Yeah, and the
哦，他觉得他为他自己的今天的装扮，觉得有一点抱歉。
The reason is because I threw out my back a couple of days ago, so I need back support.
那是因为他背受伤了，所以他需要借助那个东西。
But today I would like to speak to you on the topic.The sufficient grace of Jesus.
今天我要跟各位分享的信息的标题是神的恩典够我们用。
And the primary passage of scripture that we will be looking at is from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 7 to 10.
今天我们所要看的主要的经文是哥林多后书第12章第7节到第10节。
Please look with me at God's word as I read.
我现在要念，请各位跟着看圣经。
To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you.For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
哥林多后书第十二章第七节又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。为这事，我几次求过主，叫这刺离开我。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today to worship you.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你今天召聚我们来到这儿一起敬拜你。
Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would use your word, Lord, to help us to truly worship you in spirit and in truth.
求主的灵帮助我们，让我们能够用心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
Father, I pray that through your word that you will help us to see Jesus.
也求主帮助我们，借着你的话语，让我们更认识主耶稣基督。
How wonderful he is!
他是多么奇妙的一位神。
And how much we need him!
我们有多么的需要他。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间恭敬交托在你的手中。
May you be glorified.
愿你的名得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿门。
Even if we are a believer here today, because of our sin nature, there is always the tendency to forget the Lord by doing the following.
即便我们已经是信徒了，但是因为我们的罪性，我们往往有一个倾向，我们会做下面的一些事情。
By minimizing what he has miraculously done in our lives.
就是第一，就是把神奇妙的作为最大程度的低估了。
By putting other things in place of him as idols in our life.
第二，就是把 以假神来取代我们的真神。
By depending on ourselves rather than on Him in the way we live and in the way that we serve.
第三点就是在我们的生活上，在我们的服事上，我们靠的是自己，而不是靠他。
And by thinking that whatever we have obtained is all due to us.
还有，我们会认为我们所有的一切，我们把所有的一切所做的一切都归功于自己。
And at the root of each of these situations is pride.
那么在这种种的情况的下面的根源就是骄傲。
And because we are a child of God as believers,
因为我们是神的儿女，我们是信神的。
And because He loves us,
也因为他爱我们。
He often will not allow these attitudes to go on in our lives for any length of time.
他不会让上面所说的几种情况在我们的生命中持续一段时间。
Because He knows that we are the most blessed and are closest to Him when we are humbled and realize our weakness before Him.
因为他知道当我们意识到我们有多么的卑微，我们有多么的需要依靠他，唯有在这个时候我们才能够获得最大的益处。
Our Lord, in His wisdom and love for us, knows exactly how to balance burdens and blessings.
神的智慧，神的爱，知道如何平衡重担与祝福。
As well as suffering and glory in our lives.
苦难与荣耀。
Having only one without the other is not very helpful to us.
只有一个而没有另外一个，对我们来说没有帮助。
Sometimes it can even be harmful.
甚至有的时候会对我们有害。
For example, if we were to have burdens only or blessings only in our lives.
比方说，如果我们生命中只有重担而没有祝福，或者相反的，只有祝福而没有重担。
But God knows how to combine and balance the two so that what results is the greatest good in our lives.
但是神知道如何的结合以及平衡这两者，以至于给我们带来莫大的好处。
It's a little bit like the chemical elements sodium and chloride. Individually, they are harmful to us.
就好像这个化学的元素钠跟一氧化碳。
Chloride
是什么？氯。OK， 他们是有分开来是有毒的。
But together, they enhance our lives as salt.
但是如果把它们结合起来，那它们就变成与我们有益的食盐。
So the emphasis in today's passage is on difficulties, problems, and even frustrations in the life of a believer.
所以我今天的主题是关乎一个信徒生命中的困难、挑战，甚至是挫败。
And these things happen to everyone, but they can and do serve a special purpose in the life of a believer.
这样的事情会发生在世界上的每一个人的身上，但是对一个信徒来说，他们能够带来一个目的。
And primarily, they help to remove pride, which God hates.
最重要的就是这些能够帮助我们能够去除神所憎恨的骄傲。
And they push us to depend more fully on the Lord, which is always for our best.
能够推动我们紧紧地依靠神，而这对我们来说是有益处的。
So in today's passage, we saw that Paul refers to something in his life which he called a thorn in the flesh.
在今天的经文里头，我们看到保罗提到他生命上的一个问题，那他把这个说成是一根刺。
The Greek word that is translated as thorn could refer to anything from a thorn or splinter to something as large as a stake.
那么在希腊文里头，这个刺，可以指很多的东西，小到一个小小的碎片，或者是刺，大到一个很大的木桩子。
But whatever Paul was suffering, it was definitely more than just a constant mild irritant in his life.
但是保罗他所他受苦的不绝对不是一般的小病痛。
And there has been much speculation among Bible scholars as to what this thorn was.
圣经学者曾经猜测这个所谓的一根他所说的一根刺到底是什么东西。
Some say that it was some kind of chronic illness.
有人说它可能指的是一种慢性的疾病。
Some say that it was some kind of an eye or vision problem.
有人说可能指的是眼睛的问题。
Or a speech disability.
或者是语言上的障碍。
Or perhaps a problem with certain persecutors, of which he had experienced many.
或者是跟某些迫害他的人之间的问题。
And there are some who say that perhaps it was a certain temptation that he continually faced.
有人说，这也可能指的是他一直在面对的某些试探。
But whatever it was, we see that it would not go away.
但是不管这个所谓的一根刺指的是什么，我们看到的是这样的一个问题一直不离开他。
It was not a small inconvenience because verse 7 says that it tormented him.
而且这绝对不是一些小小的病痛或者小麻烦，因为他在这儿说，他在这儿说，撒旦的差役要攻击我。
But we see that it served an important purpose in his life.
但是我们也看到这样的一根刺在他的生命中带来一个正面的意义，正面的目的。
It humbled him and made him realize his weakness.
就是让他谦卑下来，让他认识到自己的软弱。
But most importantly, it continually drove him.Into the arms of Christ.
更重要的是，这样的一根刺驱使他，不断的，不停歇的倚靠耶稣基督。
In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, Paul called it a messenger of Satan to torment me.
在第七节里，撒旦说，这根刺是撒旦的差役。要攻击他的。
And in Paul's case, it appears to be a difficulty from the enemy that God allowed to influence his life.
在保罗的情况里，这似乎是神所容许的攻击保罗的敌人。
But in a tightly controlled manner, so it would not be overwhelming to him.
但是这样的攻击是在神严密的的监控之下，所以不会太过分。
Not all difficulties we face in life are from Satan.
当然，我们所面对的困难不都是来自撒旦。
Sometimes they are the result of us living in a fallen world,
有的时候
a world that is already under God's judgment because of sin.
有的时候它是来自神对这个堕落的世界所施行的审判。
Sometimes God himself will bring difficulties into our lives because he knows we need them.
有的时候神会主动的把困难带到我们的生命里，因为他知道我们需要。
As it says in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 9, the prophet Jeremiah says,Of God, He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my paths crooked.
就像耶利米哀歌 第三章里头说的，神阻挡了我的道路。
But in the life of a believer, each difficulty serves a special purpose.
但是对信徒来说，每一个困难都有带着一个特别的目的。
And all become part of the heat of the refining process in our lives.
而这些就好像在提炼一个东西的时候，所需要的高热或高温一样。
And without that heat, there is no removal of dross or impurities in our lives.
如果没有这样的高温或者是高热，那么我们生命中的杂质就不可能被除掉。
Just as in purifying gold or silver, as you increase the heat, the impurities are burned away.
就像要炼金，金属的时候，我们必须要增加这个温度，这样子那些杂质才可以被除去。
But we are assured from Scripture that the refiner's fire is always tightly controlled.
但是呢，圣经也同时的向我们保证，我们所受的试炼，是在严密的神严密的监管监控之下。
As Job says in Job chapter 23, verse 10.
就像约伯，在约伯记里头所说的。
As he was going through extreme difficulties in his life.
当他在面临生命中极端的，困苦的时候，他这么说。
He said, but he knows, meaning God, he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
约伯说他知道我的道路，他会提炼我，让我精炼我成为金子。
For believers, we are assured in Romans 8:28 of God's special purpose in our lives.
在对信徒来说，我们从罗马书第八章二十八节得到这样的保证。
In Romans 8:28, it says, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
那边说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招的人。
And we see in the New American Standard, which is a more literal translation, it says, And we know that God causes...all things to work together for good to those who love God.
我们从另外一个英文的版本 NAS 里头看到，那是一个比较是一个比较直译的翻译，就是神使得或神让所有的事情互相效力，为的是叫爱神的人，就是按他旨意被招的人得益处。
And that is a promise that believers can hold on to.
这是信徒所能够紧紧抓住的，从神那边来的应许。
That God is ultimately behind whatever happens in our lives to orchestrate things so that it is for our good and for His glory.
归根究底，是神在幕后掌管这一切，为的是让万事互相效力，以至于我们作为他的儿女能够得到。最大的好处。
So it was not clear exactly what Paul's thorn was.
所以，对于保罗在这儿说的一根刺，到底具体的指的是什么，我们不能确定。
But the fact that we cannot know for sure what it was is actually good for us.
但是我们能够确定的就是，不管这根刺指的是什么，都是为了我们的好处。
So that this now can become something that we are able to apply to different difficult situations in our lives.
因为这根刺的具体的指向是什么，我们不清楚，反而让我们能够来把这个原理原则应用在我们个别的生活里。
If we knew exactly what the problem was, there would be a tendency for us to say, "Oh, that's what he suffered." I don't have that problem. It doesn't apply to me.
如果我们知道那一根刺指的是什么具体的明确的 病痛，那么我们可能说，哦，这是保罗的问题，这跟我没有什么关系。
But whatever Paul went through, it can now be better applied to different difficult situations in our lives.
但是现在的情况是，不管，因为不，这根刺的意义不明显，不管保罗经历的是什么，他可以，我们可以用这个应用在我们每一个人不同的，生活情境中。
Including difficulties that stay with us for a long time, or even for the rest of our lives.
这包括那些长期困扰我们的问题，甚至我们一辈子都要面对的问题。
Maybe it's a physical condition.
也许是关乎身体上的，我肉体上的。
A sickness or recurring pain.
比方说病痛，或者是常常发作的的毛病。
Or maybe a rebellious child.A rebellious child.
或者是一个有一个叛逆的孩子。
Or maybe a person who is constantly annoying to you.
或者是有一个让你很常常惹你心烦的人。
Or perhaps a loss in your life from which you just can't seem to recover.
或者是你在生命中丧失了某个最挚爱的人或东西，而且似乎你这一辈子都不能从这个哀痛之中走出来。
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7,
我们看哥林多后书第十二章
七节，
第七节
，We see that Paul recognized that this thorn had been given to him.
我们看到保罗认识到这根刺是加在他身上的。
Even though he called it a messenger of Satan.
即便他在这儿说是撒旦的差役。
This means that he recognized the sovereign hand of God behind everything.
这个也表示他认识到神在幕后带着有主权的手在控制。
And we see at the beginning of verse 7, it was to keep him from becoming proud.
而第七章的上半节，第七节的上半段，让我们看到，因为他得到的启示甚大。
To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh.
怕他过于自高，所以给他一根刺。
Humanly speaking, Paul had much to be proud about.
从人的角度来看，保罗的确有很多可以自豪的地方。
He had been a member of an elite group of men called the Pharisees.
他是社会上的一个精英阶层，就是所谓的法利赛人。
He was a special chosen apostle of Jesus Christ and greatly used by him to preach the gospel primarily to the Gentiles.
他是主耶稣基督所亲自拣选的使徒，而且是蒙主耶稣基督重用特别是向外邦人传福音的使徒。
And as we see in verse 7, he was given the special privilege of being able to see at least a little bit of what heaven was like.
而且在第七章，第七节的上半段，让我们看到，他有一个特殊的荣耀，就是他能够看到一点点这个天上的启示。
These were the surpassingly great revelations he had been given.
这就是他所得到的甚大的启示。
And this is specifically described in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2.
而这一点呢，在哥林多后书第十二章第二节有特别提到。
Where he says, I know a man in Christ.
在哥林多后书第十二章第二节，我认得一个在基督里的人。
And he was referring to himself.
在这儿他指的就是他自己
and what he had experienced
还有他自己的经验
So we see from the passage that the Lord did not remove the thorn.
那么从这段经文我们可以看到神并没有挪去这根刺。
Because the Lord knew that Paul needed it in his life to keep him continually dependent on him.
因为神知道保罗需要这根刺来让他能够持续不断地倚靠神。
To keep him humble.
让他一直谦卑。
To keep him recognizing his weakness.
让他一直意识到自己的软弱。
And Paul also recognized this need in his life.
那么保罗自己也认识到他的确需要这个。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5.
如果我们看彼得前书第四章。
第五章。
第五章。
It tells us that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
It is to those who are humble or who have been humbled before the Lord that the Lord gives his undeserved favor.
神给那些谦卑的或者被神降服了被神制服了以至于谦卑的人赐给这样的人恩典。
You know, in our society, we increasingly try to stay away from those electrical gadgets that are powered only by plugging them into a wall socket.
在我们的社会里我们有一个倾向就是我们越来越让我们不倚靠那个墙壁上的那个电源的插座来充电。
We want things that have their own battery power source.
我们要我们所带着的那些精巧的电器有自己的电池。
So we need the main power source less and less.
那么这样子我们就不需要经常的仰赖那个插座墙壁上的插座。
And often this is also our attitude toward our relationship with God.
而这也是我们对神的跟神之间的关系也是也类似如此。
We want to try to run on our own power source as long as possible before the next plug-in.
我们想要尽可能的避开这个总电源而依赖自己。
But even someone as spiritually mature as Paul needed to remember that he could not rely on a battery power source or his own strength.
然后我们很久以后才充一次电那么保罗很清楚的知道他需要时时刻刻的跟这个总电源连接在一起。
But that he needed to be plugged in to the main power source, namely Christ, and draw his strength from that source at all times.
他意识到他需要时时刻刻的依靠主耶稣基督，从主耶稣基督那边获取足够的电力。
So what about those times that we face difficulties in life where it's like a thorn in the flesh that doesn't seem to go away?
那么当我们面对像类似一根刺生活上生命中的困难的时候我们当怎么做?
And even worse, when it seems as if God doesn't give you any explanations or understanding as to why this is going on.
或者更糟糕的是尤其是我们神好像没有向我们解释或让我们明白为什么这样的困难会发生在我们的生命里。
Like in Paul's situation.
就像保罗的情况一样。
And from today's passage, we need to remember two truths.
今天从今天的经文里头我们必须要了解到两个真理。
When we are under those situations, number one, we need to remember to pray.
当我们面对类似的情况时，首先我们必须记得要祷告。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12:8, Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
第八节这么说，为这事我三次求过主，叫这次离开我。
So Paul continued to pray about this, pleading with the Lord until the Lord gave him some kind of response.
所以我们可以看到保罗为这个困扰他的事情不断的求过主叫这次离开他，直到他得到了神主的回应为止。
And in Paul's case, God chose to not remove it.
在保罗的这个情况，神选择不挪去这根刺。
In a believer's life, sometimes we receive blessings from God through transformation.
在一个信徒的生命中，有的时候神给我们的恩典是通过改变我们的生命而来。
This is where God changes you.
这是神来改变你。
Rather than through substitution, where God changes the situation.
而不是改变这个情况，用别的情况来取代目前你所面临的情境。
And this is what we see with Paul.
保罗的情况就是这样。
He was praying for substitution, that God would remove or replace his pain, and that is not wrong.
保罗就是这样，他原先的祷告是一个取代性的，就是求神让别的好的情况来取代这根刺，但这样的祷告本身没有错。
But God chose to bless him through transformation instead.
但是神选择用另外一个方式来来施恩给他，那就是改变他这个人。
In this case, God changed Paul so that he was able to accept the situation.
神改变了保罗的态度，让保罗最终接受这根刺。
You know, sometimes the frustrations and the hurts in our lives are a result of our insisting on something in our life that it has to be a certain way.
有的时候我们生命中所碰到的挫败或者是失望是来自于我们坚持神要符合我们自己的期待。
And sometimes the Lord needs to humble us to make us see that we need to desire for things to be His way rather than our way.
那么有的时候神会教导我们，让我们能够让我们知道我们需要求的是神的道路，神的方法，而不是按照我们自己所期待的那样子回应我们。
And sometimes that process takes a long time because we have a tendency to insist that things fit our desires and we often kind of beat our head against the wall for a long timeIn our inability to accept a certain situation, if that was God's will.
那么有的时候这个过程会很长，原因就是我们会坚持自己的意愿，我们会坚持神应该按照我们自己的期待来赐福给我们，如果神不这么做了，我们就变得痛心疾首。
Sometimes God.Removes the situation, removes the problem, or replaces the problem.
有的时候神会选择挪去这个问题，或用别的来取代。
But sometimes he doesn't.
但是有的时候神不会选择这么做。
Sometimes he changes our attitude toward it, so that we are able to accept it.
有的时候神选择的是改变我们的态度，让我们能够接受。神容许发生在我们身上的事情。
And I've seen this situation many times in my own life.
在我自己的生命里，我经历了很多像这样的。
There were times where God blessed me with substitution, sometimes with transformation.
有的时候，神借着改变 环境，客观的环境来祝福我。有的时候神借着改变我对某件事情的态度来祝福我。
A second truth that we need to remember from the passage when we have those times where it just seems like the difficulties don't go away is to remember that His grace is sufficient for you.
从这段经文里头我们可以学习到的另一个另一项真理就是当我们所面对的困难似乎还继续下去的时候我们需要记得神主耶稣基督的恩典够我们用。
Warren Wiersbe said, and I quote, God did not give Paul any explanations. Instead, he gave him a promise. We do not live on explanations. We live on promises.
有一位学者这么说，神没有给保罗的不是一个解释，他没有为保罗的情况做出解释，他给保罗的是一个应许。
And the Lord's promise to Paul was this, My grace is sufficient for you.
保罗神给保罗的应许就是我的恩典够你用。
If you are a believer today, His grace is sufficient for you.
如果你已经是神的儿女，是信徒，那么请你们记得神的恩典够你够我用。
Grace is undeserved favor.
所谓恩典就是不配得的好处。
Whatever goodness that we receive from God, whatever help that He gives us to sustain us during the tough times, is not something that He must give, but because He chooses to give it.
神所给我们的种种恩典，神所给我们的种种帮助让我们度过生命中的种种的困难并不是神没有责任没有义务这么做而是他选择给了我们这些恩典。
And as we see in John chapter 1 verse 16.
约翰福音
一章十六节。
第一章第六十六节。
We see that we are only able to receive this grace.Because we have Jesus.
从他丰盛的恩典里，我们都领受了，因为我们有耶稣基督。
John chapter 1 verse 16, John is describing Jesus here.
在这儿，保罗提到，约翰讲的是，提到主耶稣基督。
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
从他丰盛的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
From Jesus, we receive not only grace for our salvation by His dying on the cross for our sins and rising from the dead.
从主耶稣那儿，我们所领受的恩典不仅是他为我们钉死被钉死在十字架上，而且复活了。从这儿的我们得到的救赎。
But from Christ, we also receive grace to go through whatever difficulties we have in life.
我从主耶稣那儿，我们还领受到另外一个一种恩典，就是能够帮助我们度过生命中种种困难的恩典。
His grace is sufficient for you.
他的恩典够你用。
It is enough to get us through anything that we might face in life.
这样的恩典足以帮助我们度过任何的困难。
Even the extended difficulties.
即使是长期的困苦。
His grace is sufficient for you.
他的恩典够你用。
This means that His grace is personalized for whatever it is that you need.You truly need.
这个意思就是说，这样的恩典，能够按照每一个人个别的需要而给的恩典。
Not necessarily whatever you want.
而这个恩典不未必是你 心里想要的那样的恩典。
And his grace applies to each individual believer.
他的恩典是适用在任何一位信徒的身上。
And how is that grace shown to us?
那么这样的恩典是怎么样的呈现给我们看的呢？
It is shown by God's power in your life.
那是呈现在神所赐给我们过生活的能力上，力量上。
If we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9,
我们看哥林多后书十二章第九节。
We look at just the first part of verse 9. But he said to me, meaning Jesus said to Paul, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我们就看上半句。上半段，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.
下半段，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好将基督的能力覆庇我。
The Greek word that is translated here as power is the word dunamis.
这个希腊文。在这儿中文被翻译成能力的
from which we get the word dynamite
是一种它的原文的意思希腊文的意思是一个能量
叫 dunamis 中文他们的意思就是 dynamite 英文就是炸药
炸药
So it is the same dunamis thatraised Christ from the dead.
这样的一种炸药炸药把主耶稣基督从死里复活起来。
It is the same power that can raise someone to spiritual life who is spiritually dead.
而这样的一个炸药也能够让任何一个信主的人在灵命上起死回生。
It is the same power that is able to change our lives.
同样的，有这种能力的炸药能够改变，爆炸性的能够改变信徒的生命。
And we see in verse 9 that the power of Christ is made perfect in our weakness.
第九节，我的能力。我就是主耶稣基督，是在人的软弱上显得完全。
What does this mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Is God's power not already perfect?
神的能力不是已经完全了吗？
Of course it is.
当然是。
But what this is saying is that it is during those times where we realize our weakness that his power in your life is demonstrated in a way where you must recognize that it is coming from God and not from you. Because it is so amazing in that it is exactly what you need.
在这儿的意思是说，当唯有在人他意识到自己软弱的时候，才能够显出神的能力的完全。因为在那样的情况下，人没有什么可以自夸的，他不得不承认，这完全是神的能力，而不是出于自己的能力。
During those times of weakness, whereby His power, by the power of the Holy Spirit, He changes your life through the difficulties.Causing you to mature and grow and become more steadfast as a believer and most importantly, more dependent on Him.
在人意识到自己软弱不得不依靠主耶稣基督的能力的时候唯有在这个时候信徒的灵命会得以成熟得以长进能够得以度过生命中的种种的难关而且更重要的是得以持续不断的无时无刻的不依靠主耶稣基督。
I want to share a true situation with you.
我要跟各位分享一个真实的故事。
I know a man whom God had called into full-time ministry.
我认识一个人，他被神呼召进入全职的服事。
And this was a situation in his life where he learned the sufficient grace of Jesus and his power.
在这个经历当中，他认识到神的恩典，够他用。
And with you, maybe the situation is entirely different.
也许你的处境完全不一样。
But the same principles apply.
但是这个原理原则是是一样的。
When we realize that we are completely weak before the Lord,
当我们意识到我们在神在主面前我们是全然的软弱的时候，
and we come before the Lord,
我们来到主的面前，
we learn that His grace is sufficient for us, and His power is made perfect in weakness.
我们学习到他的恩典够我用。他的能力在我的软弱上显得完全。
This was a man who was certain of his calling into full-time ministry.
这个人，他非常，他确信，神呼召他进入全职的服事。
But after entering into the ministry, because of what he experienced, over time, he began to have some doubts about his calling.
但是在他进入全职的服事之后，因为他的因为他的所经历的，他开始怀疑，这是不是真正出于神的呼召。
And this was only about a year into his ministry.
这个时候，只不过在是他进入全职服事之后大概一年的光景。
And he encountered tremendous emotional struggles, resulting even in times of deep depression.
在情感上，他经历了很多的挫折、困难，甚至他得了很严重的忧郁、抑郁症。
And this all lasted for a period of over a year and a half.
那么这样的情况持续了大概有一年半的时间。
And all during this time,He continued to come to Jesus, asking him to show him what was wrong.
那么在这段期间里，他一直常常来到主耶稣基督的面前，他要求主让他看见到底问题出在哪里。
And although the Lord would give him the strength and the comfort that he needed to get back on his feet every time without fail.
但是虽然神赐给他力量，赐给他安慰，让他能够重新站起来，但是神始终没有正面的回答他的问题。
The Lord never seemed to show him the problem or give him any explanation as to why things were the way that they were.
主似乎从来没有跟他很清楚的解释过这个问题到底出在哪里。
To this person, it became like a thorn in the flesh that wouldn't go away.
或者是跟他解释，这些情况是到底的缘由是什么？就像保罗的一根刺，始终扎在他的身上。
And one day he felt that he was at the end of his rope.
当他发现自己已经面临绝境的时候。
He had no more strength in and of himself to do anything.
他已经没有任何的力量来继续服侍下去了。
And he was ready to quit full-time ministry.
那么他甚至准备要离开这样的工作岗位了。
And it was at that moment that the Lord chose to break in and resolve his struggling and inner turmoil.
就在这个时候，神选择来用他的方式来解决他的困境。
Not only by reassuring him through the word of God.
神不仅是使用他自己的话语来再一次向他保证他的全职服事是出于神的呼召。
But he also reassured him that he had been called by God for full-time ministry.
而且向他保证，神对他的呼召是要他做
全职的服侍。
Now some of you are listening to this and you say like, well, that doesn't really sound like a big deal.
那么在座的有些人听到这个可能觉得这没有什么。
So this person was reassured that they were called into full-time ministry.
这个人只不过是神再度向他保证，而且他再一次的确信，神呼召他进入全职的服侍。
This may not seem like much to you.
可能对你来说这不算什么。
But it was exactly what this brother needed for him to continue to persevere and not give up.
但是这正是，但是这确实这个人那个时候非常需要的这样的一个信念，支持他，让他坚持，让他忍耐，让他继续做全职的服侍。
The Holy Spirit always knows where the real problem is in our lives.
圣灵完全知道在我们的生命中某时某刻的真正的需要。This
reminds me of a true story about a person called Henry Ford, who was the president of the Ford Motor Company, and he invented the first Ford motor car.
这也让我想到 Henry Ford 就是创那个 Ford 汽车公司的那个人。
And he also was the one who first established the, assembly line for cars.
他也是第一个建立那个生产线的人。
So in developing this assembly line at his company was a genius, a brilliant engineer called Charlie Steinmetz.
那么在他的公司里有一个非常杰出的工程师。
Okay, and as the assembly line was going and the cars were being produced, one day everything just stopped.
那么这个生产线在制造汽车，那有一天完全停顿了。
And so frantically, I mean, Ford was frantic, so he called Charlie Steinmetz, and Steinmetz came and just spent a little time kind of looking around, tinkering here, tinkering there.
那么他就马上这个 Henry Ford 就马上叫这个人叫 Stanley来，那么这个人他就站在那儿看一看，然后敲敲打打。And
then he took a piece of chalk and he made an X on the generator and he says, just remove this piece and replace what's behind this piece and it should be fine.
然后他就拿起一个粉笔，在一个 在一个发动机上打了一个大大的 X， 他就说：“你把这个挪去，然后把它后面的那个零件把它装上来，那问题就解决了。”
So they followed his orders and everything. They flipped the switch and everything was normal again.
那么根据他照他说的做了以后，那么就恢复这个生产就恢复正常了。
So Henry Ford was elated until he got the bill.
那么这个 Henry Ford 就兴高采烈，但是他接到一个账单。It
was $10,000.
那是一万块钱。
Yeah, at that time, that's an astronomical amount.
在那个时候，这个一万块是一个天文数字。So
he called Steinmetz and demanded an itemized bill.
所以他就把这个人叫来，让他一项一项的列出那个费用。So
he received the bill. There was only two items.
然后他这个 Henry Ford 就收到了这个账单，那么上头只列出两项。You
know, he had told Steinmetz, "What is this? All you did was just put an X with a chalk mark."
因为他说你做的不过就是画一个 X， 然后来换一个零件而已。So
the bill number one, making mark with chalk, $1.
那么在这个人递上来的第二个账单上的第一项列着是说，用一个粉笔来做一个 X 这个记号，费用1块钱。
Knowing where to make the X, 9,999.
但是知道在哪儿，要画下这个 X， 费用是9,999.99 块钱。
And yeah, and Ford paid the bill.
那么 Henry Ford 就照办了，就付账了。
So the Lord knows exactly where the problem is.
神也是这样，他很明确的知道问题出在哪里。
So going quickly back to that brother.
那么我们现在又回到我刚稍早提到的那位弟兄。
Later, that brother was puzzled as to why the Lord had waited so long to reassure him of this.
后来，这位弟兄他觉得很困惑，为什么神要等这么久才让他看到问题的关键呢？
He never received an explanation.
他一直都没有从神那边得到任何的解释。
But afterwards, he noticed the following changes in his life.
但是后来他意识到他自己的生命发生了变化。
He noticed that he had a greater confidence and trust in the Lord.
他发现他对神更具有信心了。
He discovered that he had a greater concern for pleasing God rather than pleasing man.
他也更知道他应该取悦的对象是神，而不是取悦人。
He realized that he had a more desperate sense of the need to depend on the Lord moment by moment. He was quicker to pray.
他依靠时时刻刻依靠神的这样的一种感觉越来越迫切了。
And during that period of 1.5 years, he had come to see Jesus in a way that he had never seen him before.
在这个一年半的时间之中，他慢慢地认识到他以前没有认识到的主耶稣基督。
How precious Jesus is.
主耶稣基督是多么的宝贵。
How beautiful he is.
多么的美好。
How wonderful he is.
多么的奇妙。
He had developed a greater love for Jesus.
他也因此更爱主耶稣基督。
And in looking back, he said that he would not have traded that year and a half for anything.
当他回过头去看的时候，他说，那一年半的时间对他来说是最珍贵的，最宝贵的。他不会用任何的东西去跟那一年半的时间交换。
For he had experienced firsthand.The sufficient grace of Jesus, as well as his power in changing his life.
因为他亲身经历到，神在这说的，他的恩典够他用，神的恩典够他用。
But it had been experienced only in times of realized weakness and humility.
但是这样的一个认识，必须首先，一个人意识到、认识到、承认自己的软弱。
Some of you may be wondering, how do I know so many details about this person?
有人会觉得很怀疑，为什么我关于这个人我知道的细节这么多？
Perhaps some of you have already guessed.
也许你们当中有些人已经猜到了。
The man that I just described to you was myself over 20 years ago.
我刚跟你讲的那个人其实就是20年前的我。
My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And this was a lesson that Paul had learned more fully than probably all of us here this morning.
而这样的一个教训，也许保罗他所学到的比你比我更全面更深入。
And this is why he said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 10,
这就是为什么在哥林多后书第十二章第十节他这么说。
He says, that is why for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
我为基督的缘故就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
For sure, Paul was not a masochist.
当然，保罗绝对不是一个受虐待狂。
He did not enjoy having pain or hardship in his life.
他不以他生命中所经历的困难、困苦等等为乐。
He simply realized that it was during those difficult times that he realized how weak he was.
但是他也知道，唯有在这样的时候，他才能够认识到自己有多软弱。
And how the power of God was then manifested in his life, not only in his service, but also in changing him.
而神的恩典也就在这个时候显出来够他用在他的生活上在他的服事上
For anyone here today who is not yet a believer
在座的如果还有人没有接受主耶稣基督做你的救主
The words of Jesus can apply to you too
主耶稣基督的话也适用同样适用在你身上
His grace is sufficient to save youFrom your sins.
他的恩典足够拯救你离开罪恶。
But there must first be recognition of your weakness and of your inability to save yourself from your sins.
但是前提是你必须认识到自己的软弱，认识到自己没有能力可以自救。
Once that is recognized, then you will recognize your need for the Savior.
一旦你认识到了自己的软弱，自己没有能力自救，那么你就知道你需要一位救主。
And you will come to Jesus in faith and repentance.
你就会带着信心到主耶稣基督的面前认罪悔改。
And receive him as your Savior and Lord.
接受他做你生命中的救主，做你生命中的主。
And he will save you by his grace and power, and he will change your life.
他会用他的恩典，用他的能力来拯救你。
Very quickly, I want to bring as I bring this message to a close.
最后在结束之前，我请各位
I want to share an illustration with you.
看一个图案。
What you see here is an example of yarn tapestry.
这是个编织成的那个像王冠那样的东西。
On the front, you see a crown, but then the back of that same tapestry, you see the top slide. That's what it looks like from the back.
在这个编织物上的正面是王冠。皇冠，但是编织物的后，背面就是这样的。
This was something that was done by a woman, a godly woman of Dutch descent called Corrie ten Boom.
这是一位近前的妇人，她的名字叫
Corrie ten Boom.
哎呀，那个人所编织的。
And she lived a very difficult life.
她曾经度过很困难、艰困的时刻。
She and her sister suffered severe persecution by the Nazis for hiding Jews during the Holocaust.
她跟她的姐妹因为帮助被迫害的犹太人不受生命的威胁，就是在希特勒的迫害犹太人大屠杀之中而受尽了迫害。
They were sent to a concentration camp, and her sister died in the concentration camp from malnutrition, but Corrie barely survived.
那么他们后来被纳粹送进集中营里，她的姐妹后来因为营养不良
而死了，但是她活下来。
So after she was released, she made this yarn tapestry of a crown.
在她被释放之后，她就编织了这么一个东西。
And she would go around to people and she would show them first the messy side of the tapestry.
她会带着这个去在跟别人让别人看，首先看的是是那个看起来很杂乱的那一面。
And she would say to them, "Does God always grant us what we ask for in prayers? Not always. Sometimes He says no. That is because God knows what we do not know."
他会对人说，神对我们每一个所祈求的，他都应许应允给我们吗？不一定都是这样子的，因为神知道，我们真正的需要是什么。
She would then turn the tapestry around.
然后她就把这个东西转到正面来。
And she would say, "We see the wrong side. That means in our lives, but God sees His side all the time. One day we shall see the embroidery from His side and thank Him for every answered and unanswered prayer."
那么他会对人说，我们所看到的是杂乱的那一面，但是神总是看到的是这个正面。那么有一天当我们见神的时候，我们会为杂乱的那一面感谢神。
Seemingly unanswered, because no and wait are still answers.
虽然神似乎没有应允我们所祈求的，他没有做出正面的回应，但是他否定了我们所要求的，或者没有给我们所要求的，本身也是一种回应。
So sometimes as we look at our lives at any given point in time,
有的时候我们看到我们生活上的种种的情境。
It may seem like a random and disconnected array of events where it seems like nothing is happening or whatever is happening just doesn't seem to make sense.
似乎我们看到的就是一连串的偶然发生的彼此之间没有任何关系的事件。
But if you are truly a believer,
有的时候什么都没发生，有的时候发生了又是我们觉得没有道理的，但是如果你是信徒的话，
You can believe that the things that are happening in your life are not random.
我们会相信，而且我们必须相信发生在我们身上的每一件事情都不是偶然发生的。
Especially not the hardships which make us realize how weak and helpless.That we really are.
特别是那些让我们意识到自己的卑微软弱，让我们意识到我们需要神的那些艰难困苦的情境，更不是偶然发生的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to learn to go to Jesus during those times.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们要学习仰望主耶稣基督。
Not only day by day, but moment by moment.
不仅仅是一天一天，而是每时每刻都要仰望主耶稣基督。
And you will find that His grace is sufficient for you.
你就会发现他的恩典够你用。
And that His power is made perfect in those times of weakness.
还有他的能力在你的软弱上显得完全。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we do come before you and we desire to worship you and thank you.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们来到你的面前，我们敬拜你。
As John said, Lord, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
就像约翰说的，我们看见了他的荣耀是从父神那里来的，是 充充足足的丰丰满满的有恩典。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you for the grace that has saved us.
主耶稣基督，我们为你救赎我们的恩典献上感谢。
That by grace through faith in you, our sins are forgiven, and we have assurance of eternal life in heaven.
因为你的救赎的恩典，我们的罪得以赦免，而且我们有永生的盼望。
But Lord Jesus, because of your love for us,
主耶稣基督，同时因为你爱我们，
your grace does not only apply for what happens in the future.
你的恩典不仅仅适用在未来要发生的。
Your grace also applies for what happens now in our lives.
你的恩典也适用于现在发生在我们身上的。
You did not just abandon us for what we're going through right now.
当我们面对困难的困苦的时候，你并没有撇下我们。
But as we come before your presence during times of difficulty, we always find that your grace is sufficient and that your power is made perfect in weakness.
当我们在艰难的时候，面对困苦的时候，我们来到你的面前，我们就发现你的恩典的确够我们用。
So Lord, help us to learn to depend more fully on you.
所以我们求神帮助我们更加的依靠你。
That we might be strengthened. That we might be strengthened.
让我们能够得到力量。
But not just so that we can be comforted from our difficulties.
不仅仅是这样子，我们从困难之中被解救出来，得着安慰。
But so that we might be strengthened to continue to live our lives for you.
更是让我们给我们力量，让我们能够依靠你，而且能够能够为你而活。
To continue to make you known to others.
让我们有这个能力，把你显明在别人身上。
To continue to bring you glory in our lives.
能够让我们继续的度过生命中的每个时刻。
Lord Jesus, may you be glorified.
愿你的主耶稣基督的名得荣耀。
We thank you for loving us.
我们谢谢你爱了我们。
And loving us to the very end.
而且爱我们到底。
There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
没有什么能够让我们跟主耶稣基督的爱隔绝。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.